At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Chill Sisters Podcast. Welcome. So this week, what did we discuss? We discussed about the weather in Saudi, weather in general, how it affects you. Rashida went out shopping. You'd want to know where she went shopping and what she got for us. And we went to the street, both Rashida and I. You don't want to miss that. So what am I even saying? Tune in to find out. Thank you so much for coming back. Enjoy. Bye.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sis, allow us to do intro before you start.
Hi, guys. Could not be intro.
Welcome back to the Chill Sisters Podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm your sis Ladu, as always.
Yes, sis Ladu. I know you're still in the Holy Land. You've started speaking Arabic.
Rashida is still in a jealousy mode, so I have to accommodate that. Anyway, I'll be recording live from Jeddah today, Saudi Arabia.
You've left Makkah, now in Jeddah. You guys, yes, hey, this is premium podcast too, from different parts of the world and different cities. Yeah. I love that.
Rashida, these 2 days, I've gone around. Yesterday, left Makkah. I was in Medina. Left Medina yesterday, went back to Makkah. Today, I'm in Jeddah.
Love it. Love, love, love it. How are you doing?
You see, I'm good. All this talk, Rashida, why is it easy? It's because of their fast train, you know?
Yeah.
Their transport system is seamless. Before you know it, we are from point A to point B. Let me try this now in Nigeria. Is it not always Abuja that I am?
Yeah. Well, Alhamdulillah.
How is London now?
London is fine. The weather is beautiful. Rashida is smiling from ear to ear.
Because the sun is out now.
The sun is out.
Summer girl. Come to Makkah now. You receive sun tire.
Being Sunday, I went out.
Fantastic.
Today I went shopping too, but I went hunting for glasses. I just need.
It's necessary. You are going to give us this summer.
I went I went glasses hunting. It's important. With all this shopping, you have to take your time. If you really want something nice, you have to go look, try it on. Take your time.
The secret is never to have just one pair. So I wanted to keep mute until you're through, but it's odd to me. There are some things that you're not supposed to have one
of.
Rashida. Sun shades are one.
Yeah.
Perfume, I don't have to tell you.
No, perfume. I love perfume.
Toothbrushes.
Ooh.
All this king and
you have to have manual and electric, depending on my mood.
Close by, anything can happen. You understand? Did you get the one you wanted?
I did pick one. I picked one, but it took a long time. It took an hour or so.
This one that you are taking in long size before, it's you didn't get the one you liked. What happened?
Let me tell you how these things work. Let me break it down for you. When you go, you first look at the one that is fine, the one that fits your face, the one that compliments you, the one that is calling your name. You say, okay, yes. Then after you finish picking that one, you now have
and the one that you call.
After you finish that one, you now
the one that be calling your name, if you can't afford it, you call your name.
Looking at the price now. After you have finished it has called you, then you now start looking at it. So it's a process. You finish looking at it. Oh, this one is fine. This one is fine. You now pick 5. You now drop them. Then you now start checking prices now and see the one that is within your budget. Then you now pick it and say, okay.
State by state.
That's an answer. Is it the one I really wanted or is it the one I can afford?
Is it the one that is calling you or the one that you can call?
Exactly. So I picked one.
Which one did you call, my sister?
Which one did I call? I called.
Oh, did you answer the call?
No, it's me that called this one though, because I looked at the one wanted. I said, no, this one you are calling me, but budget.
Next time, see when they're on sale, Rashida, who could buy one and keep it so that you have an extra pair?
You know, I don't like buying things and keeping. I want it when I want it.
Okay. I don't know. You know, for me, sunshades are part of my whole thing. So it's not like packing. making them. And there are times that I feel like, okay, I would want square frames, oval. Yeah. So I cannot stay with just one. Yeah. Like, even my recommended glasses, you know, every year when I go for my checkup, I change them. Okay. I try to, like, change look or something. That one, I'm able to, like, stick to one. But sunshades, okay, and depending on what you're wearing, it's because you're in London. Imagine if you're in Nigeria. There are ones that will go with trads. There are ones that will go with casual. Yeah. So that kind of thing. Then sometimes it's overly sunny, dark ones. Then it's just mellow and toshi. And
you guys, this is
my sister. This is
fashion trend.
I'm just telling you now. You that said you can't have. It's not like a waist. I don't know, maybe you are not like into it. Maybe if I talk about sneakers now, somebody will keep quiet.
You know that some...
Let's not go there, you see.
No, I love sneakers.
To somebody to somebody now, it will not make sense what you do with sneakers. So just, at least to be safe, just have a second pair.
Yeah, get you. But this is not my first glasses. I wanted something that had like a brand name on it. So that was what I went to look for.
Okay, talking about sun, Rashida, like today, if you're in haram, oh my goodness, you will notice even when you watch the channel, when they're praying, for example, today's, and you wonder why he wears sunshades when he's praying sometimes. Details in the mosques all over are white, and the sun is already shining. It's so beautiful. This reflection, even when you're wearing sunshades, Rashida, you're not okay. So if you want to like really, really be yourself there, you have to wear sunshades.
Okay, get you.
If not, no. And it's overly sunny, like I said earlier. Sunshades are a necessity in Saudi. They are a necessity. Sunshade, sunscreen, these two. Number two, what I like about the sun here is it doesn't like darken your complexion. It's the opposite. I don't know how it works. Same thing as midugri. Your complexion actually lightens when you're in Saudi with the sun and everything. That's my own experience anyway, and I'm sure some people will corroborate this, but alhamdulillah, onilah. Rashida, how far now?
What's that? It's like, what's your
in Saudi it's always shinkafa kaza, that's chicken this, chicken that, mostly rice, different biryanis, different kind of rice, you get different iterations of rice. Then you were able to get this food court, different type of food. What I like, before I forget, is I get fresh juices here, Rashida. Freshly squeezed. Can I get these abiki? So then there's fish with the rice. Then of course you know your shawarmas, burgers.
They specialize in shawarma. Is it like Nigerian shawarma? That's what I want. I really want Nigerian shawarma. In the UK, the shawarma is not the Nigerian shawarma that we get.
That's our problem with Nigeria. It's not our food though. Have our own version. I know what you're missing. Kinsa Nigerian shawarma. You now put sausages.
Yeah.
Kali potatoes. Waiting.
I don't like potatoes in my shawarma.
The spicy.
Like,
someone has ayaji. Yeah.
You know, then there's the spice. Something different about Nigerian shawarma. That if you eat that shawarma, I eat another one. It's not the same.
It's not even our food. It's not be our food.
It's not our food.
Anyway, like yesterday, I had shawarma. It's nice.
But is it like Nigerian shawarma?
I do like Nigerian shawarma. I like my shawarma when I make them. Nigerian one, then with my own.
You see that there's something like when you make something, it doesn't.
Yeah.
So I can make shawarma, right? I want another person to make it for me. Do you get
it? I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's why patty jollof rice is sweet. That's why they say waiting is sweet. That's why I've been drinking on tuna. Naming ceremony, the food is sweet. It's because
so it's
you
not
didn't make
I cannot,
it.
Yeah, it's not because
it's the anyhowness. Kingani, that anyhowness that they used to make.
Is that anyhow that
it's
I
like an
eat.
Added flavor to it? I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know if what I'm saying is making sense.
Yes.
But
is
you
that
understand
anyhow,
what I'm trying to say?
Is that anyhow that they are
is that
doing it, that you did not see how they do it? That you like? Is that anyhow that I want to eat?
Like what I miss now, I want to eat. When I get back to Nigeria, what I want to eat is my egusi.
Ooh.
That's one.
Oh.
Yeah. I want
egusi.
To have that. Yes. With semo or pandi. Anyone will work.
Yeah.
Then number two, what I'm craving is miyanguka and maishanu.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
When I went to Nigeria, I didn't eat that. Ooh. I did not. There are so many things that
I think I had it last month, but I don't know, maybe because I've had too much of rice, chicken. So I'm craving for my local food. Yeah, that's what's happening. Anyway.
Yes, this brings me to my prayer of the week.
I'm all ears.
The spirit of you being in Mecca, pray for us. I pray that Allah brings us. My prayer is this week is, Ya Allah, help me understand, write, speak, and teach Arabic.
You said, Ya Allah, you want to learn Arabic?
And even teach it.
So I need to understand something. Whenever you say my prayer of the week, that my, that is in the sentence, you really mean it. It's not prayer for all, it's for yourself. So why do you insist that I say, I mean...
You don't want to learn Arabic.
I just...
You don't want to teach it.
Who said I want to teach it? Teach it to who now?
You teach it to your offspring now. You teach it to people around you. If who that they come... If your goddaughter has come, they'll say...
Wait. But what you're saying actually makes sense. Did they pain me? If you see the kind English where they blow here, Rashida, nobody will tell you. You start reverse English. My niece was just busy laughing. For example, Muhammad, I'm calling the taxi driver. This is our conversation. Hello, Muhammad. You come, we go. We understand each other. Nobody told me to rearrange my English. If I want, I'll speak it like that. I'm not going out. Yes, me coming, Muhammad. You on your way? Yes, me coming. If I had known how to speak Arabic, this embarrassment will not be going through it. My niece will be laughing. It's like, auntie, done in Mecca, our English is gone. I'm not kidding you.
If you go to Dubai, you will still speak this English.
No, if you like, go there and be speaking funny, you'll be looking at each other. So if you want a smooth transaction, a smooth conversation, you have to speak the English like that. I think I'll say an amen for that, just because of this experience. Because
you're not going to be embarrassing yourself. I don't know how you're going to embarrass us now.
When you're bargaining, no, Haji, this one too much price. What nonsense English is that? But it actually makes sense to them, and you have to speak it.
You know, Arabic is one language that I want when I just sleep, this is, and wake up, I'll just start speaking fluent.
Relax. If you are speaking it fluently, only you. Oh, you is your case, so because nobody understands what you're saying.
But if you go to all these countries,
Arab every country, day that you're going, anyway, see, I'm an avant supporter of second language or learn. As a matter of fact, by default, let me, like, in Nigeria, let me know two other native languages. Then let me add Arabic and perhaps French or Spanish.
People
that speak multiple language, they bust my brain.
The
fact that they can switch mid-sentence, you switch, come back, switch, do you have two heads?
I know.
Then you go on and have people that speak like five different languages. Only
you see how many languages you speak? I can speak French, I can speak Arabic, there's somebody that said they can speak up to 10 languages. I'm like, how? I love it.
Yes. Look, I'm not even surprised. Wasuko, their brain is, they understand the language. Give them another 3 months to speak it. As in, how?
3 months.
Yes. Then you have people like, a lot of people that I know, even their own native language, they understand, but they cannot speak it. Which brings me to this point. I appreciate and respect Yoruba people.
Oh my God.
Even if you are living in Antarctica.
Too. And even Igbos.
More Yoruba. More of Yoruba than Igbo.
No, they take pride in that.
Even if you are living in Antarctica, you must know. Yeah. No. You speak it. You learn it. I respect that.
How do they even do it? Because I tried teaching my kids how to speak.
I think they insist on having the conversation in that language if they are home or when they are speaking to that child. And it's true, when the child goes out, you learn English and whatever language, depending on the country they are living in. And it's true. But once they are home or when they are conversing with the parents, it's a native language.
Yeah. I love it. Jealous of people that I see, even not Nigerians, like other countries where they are speaking. The other day I saw a lady, she was speaking a native language to her daughter, and it was amazing to see. I've seen people from Korea, people from China speaking their languages, and it's so nice to see. But you know, all these people, they bring their parents in to come and live with them, and the parents don't speak English. They have to communicate with the kids, and so the grandparents are the ones teaching the children how to speak these languages. My kids call their grandparents grandparents, they are trying to speak English. They are even trying to bend their tongue. I'm like, you guys, what are you doing? When we call you guys, speak Hausa to them. Let's pretend that you don't know English. How are you? Even then, they are, I don't know where that phonetic is to come out from. Oh, how are you?
You know, grandparents now and their grandkids, nothing would way you go tell them.
Are you fine?
Yes, now, because they want the child to understand.
I'm like, you guys, will you speak Hausa? And then they'll come later, they'll not be saying, teach them. I'm like, you guys, what are you doing? You call them. Why don't you teach them? Why is it me that has to be the one to teach them? Well, you guys can also teach them. If that's you guys really want them to learn, you make it a duty to yourself that I want to teach my grandkids how to speak Hausa, and then we'll do it together. I mean, I can be supporting you guys on the side, but you will not speak English to them. Then you come and be telling me that I have to speak Hausa to them. So we have been struggling with that. Anyway,
no problem. The good thing is, last, if at least they understand when they speak it, that's the barest minimum. If they understand when they speak it, at all, na in bad pass. Not that they don't speak and they don't understand it. Rashida, we'll ban you from entering Nigeria.
I can only do my best. It was based on what I wanted. I would have been speaking more than 5 languages now. And it's frustrating that you teach, they are not picking. I'm like, see, I can't stress myself.
Well, it's the environment they live in now. You can't kill yourself. You try your best, that's it.
I try my best. If you teach them today, tomorrow you call them, you say, yeah, line up, tell me what I taught you yesterday. They've forgotten. Like, God, please, I can't do this.
But that's the wrong way of even teaching it now. To call them and ask them, I think language is by using it often. That's how they learn.
I think I need to put more effort in that.
I beg you, please.
I'll try my best. You know, sis, when you're on the streets, tell me what happened.
It's rough.
The city's rough.
I don't know what took me to the street whilst I'm in the Holy Land, but the street is rough.
Please hit us.
Anyway, let me see. I was on Twitter now. X. I came across this. People were busy retweeting, commenting about this topic. I was like, where is the main issue going on? Let me even see it. Because as usual now, I went there and I saw. And I have to report. So, if you have noticed, humans now, people send anonymous messages. I think it's like a safe space for them. Like, air was bothering them and to like see the reaction and hear people's view. Well, but you know, Nigeria now, fake stories will start pouring in. This one that I saw and I thought it's worthy of me in here is, he said, my hubby got 2 cars in January 2023, a few months after our wedding.
Okay.
I thought he would teach me how to drive and give me one of the cars, but he didn't. He didn't even suggest it. I naively took it as maybe it's because I work from home and he doesn't particularly give me one of the cars. Business got really bad for him around November and we survived mostly on my freelance writing earnings.
Okay.
I got a huge deal for $2,000 and he asked me to borrow him $1 million, which I did, and he promised to return it in 2 months. Business still didn't pick up as he had hoped, so he couldn't return the money on the said time. I never asked him for it. I don't know where he got the idea from, but he decided to sell both cars, and I tried to say to him not to, but he didn't listen. He sold the cars and put it in the business, but the turnout still wasn't what he was expecting. So one day, we're joking around as we normally do, and he told me that he was going to return the money soon and pleaded with me to be patient with him. Then I jokingly told him to pay me back on time because I want to buy a car. His expression changed and he acted so distant throughout the day. Next day, my mom-in-law called and told me that my husband reported me to her. I went to her and she told me that my husband said I'm still taking bike and my wife wants to buy a car. Is it wrong that I'm rethinking my life's decisions up till now? Because that statement reeks of jealousy to me. had two cars and didn't feel the need to give one to his wife. And he's angry about me jokingly telling him that I want to buy a car. It was a joke before, but now I'm buying myself a car because I fucking earned it.
Yes.
He's threatening divorce if I dare to buy a car.
Yeah.
Bracket, she said, he didn't say this to me though, but to his mom. Okay. But what do I get? I already have my bags packed and will be cruising out in style in my own fucking car. Rashida.
I love it. He's not even serious. I think he's just a jealous husband, you know. He's scared because he knows she can afford it.
But why?
Just because she can, you know, they don't usually want you to be able to afford it. They want the way that he was having two cars, she was looking at it. That control, if you take away that control from some men.
Why do you feel some type of way if your wife buys a car? Insecurity.
I don't know.
Security complex.
Yeah.
Even reporting to your mom. And it's her own money.
I'm planning back cash. If he dare, see, now he's not using divorce too. That's the only thing that. Oh, at that moment, when she said she was going to buy a car, he would have just come up with the idea of, oh, this is not a good time for you to buy the car. Can you wait? Or, you know, bring something, but not like just change it and make it into a thing.
Relax. How is it not a good time to buy a car for her? She said she's earning well. She got a big deal from her work. It's actually a good time for her to buy a car. No, he got those cars when his business was running smoothly. Remember? So it was a good time for him to buy the car then.
And he didn't give her.
My sister didn't let me cuckoo keep quiet because I'm working from home. But it's sad at the same time because my thought process, Mag, about this, it applies to many things, not just cars.
I'm looking at it from different.
You understand? Yeah. When you were down, when you were having it, the wife, no problem.
No problem.
We'll manage whatever, however it goes. She has not even bought the car. She said jokingly. Imagine, you don't run to your mama.
He said that he's jumping bike and she has the audacity to buy a car. How dare her?
Is that jumping bike that is the problem? Oh my goodness. Since she's working from home, do you know if you want the car, so maybe probably most of the time
it's him that will be the one to ride. He didn't think about it like that. Yeah.
Inferiority complex.
And sometimes these things, maybe he has friends. What would my friends say? What would the people around say?
How would they know?
Hey, no, you know what? You know when you're projecting yourself on somebody else?
On other,
exactly the same.
Yes.
So what you think that you, another person will do, is you're already thinking that this is what the person will do. Because you know that this is what you would have done if you were in the same position.
Yep. I think I will lean towards this, your point, more. That's what's happening here. Yeah. He's projecting himself on her. But this one, I don't even
need a wife to... that can give you 1 million and tell you that you should take it till you are ready to pay.
Pack her bags, Rashida.
She said, I'm cruising out with my new car.
See how punchy it is. The next thing is threatening divorce. It's funny to me. She said 2023, so the whole marriage is about 1 year plus, and you're threatening divorce because you pick her from the gutter or she fell down from the trees. What?
Bios is talking about this and the line of this threatening divorce and stuff. So this tweet says, I need advice, please. My mom is leaving my dad after 35 years of marriage. We all know he wasn't really a good husband to her, but he has changed. He's 65 years old. He can't live alone. We, the kids, don't even live in Nigeria. We have begged and begged, but she's insisting on separation. I am so tired. What exactly is a 55-year-old woman going to be doing on her own? Please.
I imagine.
Every single advice I can get.
Hey, come and see comments. Pieces. Nigerians on Twitter, his sister. Can you imagine? Your own mama.
I just looked at it. I said it's the audacity for me. Rashida, you know what? He's a guy that tweeted it. So he's putting himself that he's as the father.
Oh, of course.
Because
I thought it was a lady.
That's why it was a man that tweeted it.
Oh. So your mom sacrificed and like, and don't forget they've been married for what, 35 years?
35.
So she got married when she was 20.
Thank you very much.
She got married when she was 20 early. You understand? So she has sacrificed everything for the kids. You know that thing that women do. Of my kids.
Exactly.
Yes, because of, so she stayed for you guys.
You should be happy.
Your dad has been shitty. Rashida, you even said it. You pointed that your dad has been a bad husband.
And no,
to your
mom. He has changed.
And now that she wants to be free, he needs somebody that will take care of
him. But you know that's
that
okay.
Wait, 55. Have you seen Rashida? One moment. Have you seen 55-year-olds now? The ones that they take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You think they are 40? What is 55? She's living life now.
You see, let me just say one positive thing here before I get into the. He said that he has changed. So that he has changed, but I'm going to take it as a positive thing that he has changed, because there are some men that have been married for 35 years and they are still shitty even in, after 35 years of marriage. So for the fact that
even 50 years, you're thinking of 35.
We are even, let's use this one. After 50 years, 35 years, they are still as shitty as they were. For the fact that they said that he has changed, and this change that they are seeing is the one that they are seeing from far, because they are not them anymore. How that is inside the marriage is how that will tell you whether he has changed or he has
exactly
changed.
That's one thing people don't understand, Rashida.
That aside,
nobody will know a man more than the wife. There's nothing you can do about it. Absolutely nothing, be it the mother, the sister, the whatever. Nobody can
how can you say the mother and the sister or the brothers, they know, how will you say they don't know their brother that they grew up with?
They can never know the brother like the wife. Not allow it.
I know plenty of people that will argue it.
Nature will not allow it. It's not possible. They can never be in that position to know him the way the wife will. So it can never happen. That's why even religiously Allah said, if you want to know a man, ask his family. That's the wife, then the kids. So it's not even possible. Nature will not allow the mother or the sister to know him that way. It's not even possible.
I totally agree with you. You know, let it not be as if it's just us that we are coming here and saying our mind. Let's not stand as if we are only the ones that have one or two to say about this. I'll read some few comments. This person said, she is too tired and wants to be happy in whatever time she has left. She made the sacrifice to wait till you have grown up and become independent. Now it's your turn for you to support her and find her a caretaker for your father.
And it's true.
Yeah. Then another person said, has he really changed, or is the fear of living alone that is the problem? Another person said, your dad will be fine with or without your mom, but most importantly, your mom deserves to be happy for the remaining part of her existence, which I totally agree. Yes. Another person said, I support her living. After he spent 35 years ruining her life, her peace of mind, giving her anxiety, etc. Now he wants her to be his caretaker at old age. She deserves to be free and happy without having to take care of a husband who did not treat her well. You see?
Rashida,
this thing is straightforward.
Remember when we had this discussion where women waiting till the man dies? You're together, but she despises him. She can't wait for him to die. She just him because, you know, most of the time, especially in Northern Nigeria, there's not probably her family are poor. They are all gone. This is all she knows. There's nowhere for her to go. She's stuck. It's like a prison. So she's just waiting for you to die. Imagine living in that condition, Rashida. It's actually sad.
It's sad.
And what keeps them is the kids. And the kids are eventually going to go.
They're even gone. In this case, are the kids not gone? This guy said, in my humble opinion, if a person endures a situation for over 35 years and chooses now to leave, I think she has every right to.
And Rashida, a woman will not suddenly make that decision. This thing has been brewing.
Yeah. He said, find out what broke the camel's back and see if it's a situation you can fix. If it isn't, you should start looking for a maid or a caregiver to hire for your dad. If you force that woman to stay against her wish, you might be denying her her happiness for the rest of her life, and that's not fair. I love this comment. This comment sums it up.
There's a funny one there. I don't know if you saw. Somebody said, don't find another person.
No, that's not even the point, you see. That's not even the point.
Oh, on a lighter note. On a lighter note. I love it.
No, it's deeper than that. Like, it's deep.
You know, when women 35 are tired,
years.
You and I know when women are tired, she prefer to go and stay, even if it's in the dungeon, that to be with you.
Yeah, I don't think that she has. She wants, yeah, she's tired. Now she's just looking around and seeing that, okay, these children that I stayed and endured everything for, they are all grown. They've even left me. And they left me with the same man that tortured me and everything. Like, let me just end it. It's not good to separate, though, but, like, if it's necessary, please. I don't see a reason why you should not.
No. I totally disagree with you.
No, not be as if I'm supporting separation now.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
I've already said what my mind wants to say. Yes, sis.
If I was the one now, you'd be like, I'm being diplomatic. Don't be diplomatic, please. We are all
here. This is what I've already said what I want to say. I just added that one for the people.
Do you know why I'm taking you back? We have grown up with this belief. That's why you see a lot of people abusive married.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's the problem. Because we feel bad. What will people say? The surrounds? You have women dying, domestic abuse. For what? See, even Allah made it halal. There's a reason. And marriage is not a death sentence. It's you guys met in the world, you kukuma separate. Then there are ones that will last forever. You understand? It's not a death sentence.
And it's a choice. If you, as an individual, if you decide that it's the end for you, you don't want it, I think you should be able to, nobody should judge you. You should be able to say it's the end for me and that is it.
They should even judge. Me and you, I mean, people would judge. Look, I always say this, prophets of God, people judge them. Who are you, Rashida?
Pants like
who are you? Do you understand? So long as we keep living our life because of what people will say. My sister, you get, there will be problems. Mom C is tired.
Mom C did not even say, she did not say, you should divorce her. Mom C said, and the guy, he looks, the person that tweeted, he looks like he's a Muslim guy, you know? He looks like a Muslim family. He looks like a Nigerian person too. It's not something that in Nigeria, a woman would just up and say that, I'm separating. Usually it's the man that has the final say. It's weird for them too. For the mother to be the one saying that she's separated, they can't phantom it. You get
Please,
I'll say, no, I don't do, I'm threatening you. If you buy a car, I divorce you.
You had to bring that one back.
That led to this one. Yeah, so
like trouble. Well, so I think
that's where this tweet is coming from too.
People should do what works for you. Do you understand? And anything that will affect you, please don't go and kill yourself. And look, courage, Rashida. How many 55-year-olds or how many people that have been married?
My dear, I commend this woman. This is the right time for these kids to rally around her and give her 100% support. Him that he's abroad, he should carry, it's either he carry his daddy and stay with him and be his caretaker. The dad should come stay with him abroad and so that he will take care of his dad, or they allow Mom C to come and stay with them. They should choose one, because I don't just get it.
Allow Mom C to do what
she wants to do, all the things she wants to achieve. If Mom C wants to draw a tattoo.
The way Mom C is going now, Rashida.
Mom C have come back. She has drawn big tattoo here. Freedom.
But you know, don't be surprised. So she just want to live a simple.
She just wants
had
to
it.
Sleep and wake up, not thinking of another person, not having anxiety, not having to deal with. There are some people 35 years of marriage. You know that there is still some men that will be married. You'll be married for with them that long, and they will say they will not eat anybody's food apart from your own food.
I'm used to your food.
They'll say they will not eat that. They don't used to eat any other person's food. They can't eat out. They will die of at 55. That's how she'll be. Her health doesn't matter. Her life doesn't matter.
Your own, whatever happens to you is by the way. You should put everybody's needs and wants first before yours. Do you understand? It doesn't matter. food, whatever, your own. No, 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 no. Should be the last consideration. That's the problem.
To conclude this, please, you guys, this is the right time to rally around your mom. Life is too short. This is her wish that she wants for the remainder of her life. She just wants to, like, separate, be free. I think it's not a bad thing to ask for at 55.
Not
it's
not. At all.
The lifespan of a human being at this our era is 60. So if at 55 she's saying that this is what she wants, I think you guys should just rally around her, make it possible for her, let her enjoy it. Popsy will be fine. Your dad will be fine. It's what he has been brewing for a long time. Because we have also seen women that can never separate, that no matter what, their husband, they can't do without them. They can't, they don't even think about it, you know.
Thank God now, at least mothers are even speaking out. You just see it in their health or no physical appearance. It's sad. There are a lot of changes that need to be made. You know how we mix culture with religion? We always see that's the main issue. Well, times
and
are
I
changing.
Want to point out that, you know, even if you have kids, because this guy that tweeted this thing, it's not as if he doesn't know what is happening. It's not as if he doesn't know the truth. When you grow, you see the interaction between your parents. You see, you know who is cheating who. You know who is the bad guy in both of them. Like, you can see it. As an adult, you're matured enough to know who is a corny person or who is...
Yes.
Because you hear things like, oh, you have put your kids against me or something like that. That statement flies around a lot when things are not going your own way.
I think it doesn't fly anymore.
But when you believe something, there's whether it flies or it does not fly.
What I'm trying to say, at least now, people want to hear the other side. That's my point. Not like before. The kid don't even talk to me anymore. I got shit, I want to tell you. Nobody even wants to hear why. Which brings me back again. These kids see how you treat their mother. They are not blind.
They are not blind. So what even makes you think that the kids don't see these things and you now want to play the card of the mother has turned the kids against me? I usually don't understand that statement. It baffles
me. You've been absent throughout the lives. Now that you're old, you want to be that present dad. I just wish everybody will readjust. Simple life, simple family, but it's not as easy as it sounds.
Wish them all the best of luck. I hope the mother is able to get closure. She's able to get the peace she deserves, you know?
I mean.
And I would love that for her. I would love that she gets what she wants, really.
Okay. Like 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
35 years. All her youths. She was 20. Youth. I came.
Yes, 20. God of mercy. You sis, let me tell you this one before we go. I have a game for you, but before we go to the game, let me tell you this one. This tweet I saw too. This person is saying his testimony. Testimony. You see, when I saw this tweet, I said, God of mercy. I was shocked. Let me tell you. I just sat down and said, wow. He said, tweeting because life didn't end when my dad impregnated my ex-girlfriend and took her out of the country for proper upbringing of their children. Another person said, yo, are you for real? He said, they are in Germany now. When I saw this tweet, I said, what? I was dumbfounded. My brain could not fathom what I've just read for like 2 minutes. I was just looking at it. This person is tweeting from Nigeria, but they impregnated his ex-girlfriend and even took her abroad for better education. I want to leave that one with you so that we sit in. When I now told somebody, they now told me that that this is a normal thing. I said, what is normal about this?
It's
the better life for the children that got me. So you that they gave birth to you, your life does not need to be better. Your color is not Germany color.
Stay there now. They are telling
it's happening. It's time for us to say our goodbyes.
What can we?
But before we go, it's our top 10 game. So this top 10 game is top 10 unhealthiest breakfast food.
Unhealthy
breakfast food. What do you think will be on this list?
I'm sure bread is unhealthy, but will Kukuma eat the bread?
Bread.
Chips.
What again? What else do you think is on this list? Chips.
Cereal.
Cereal, okay.
What? Most of our carbohydrates,
You don't eat them for breakfast, like breakfast foods.
Don't you eat yam and sauce for breakfast in Nigeria? Regina, don't get me started. If I start with Nigerian breakfast, now things.
It's true.
I think
it's true.
Thank
You are absolutely correct. Top 10 most unhealthiest food. At number 10, we have cinnamon rolls. Do you like cinnamon rolls? Which one? This one that is chatting here.
I like cinnamon rolls. But not for breakfast.
Not for breakfast. You have it any other time. At number 9, granola bars. I thought granolas were healthy food. Granola bars are number 9. At number 8, we have store smoothies. All the smoothies you buy at the store. Already made smoothies. If you make it yourself, I think that's better. At number 7, we have frozen breakfast sandwich. Who eats that?
Who eats that? English people. Their sandwiches, don't they eat them from the fridge?
Okay. At number 6, we have pastries. You were right. At number 5, we have cereal. Any cereal. Mm-hmm. I've seen research that says that cereal is bad. Don't give cereal to your kids. Oh my God. They want to finish us. What do they want us to give our kids? Where we are going to
give your kids healthy. Give your kids healthy food.
That's number 5. Let's not go into that. I'm guilty of this one. Cereal for breakfast. At number 4, we have frozen waffles.
So the breakfast are not healthy, Rashida.
My dear, this one shocked me. Number 3, instant oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Those instant ones that you put in the microwave and you just sharp one. Yeah. Me, I like it too. That's number 3. It's even not number 3. Do you see how very unhealthy it is? At number 2, we have Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
Then Number one is bacon.
Thank God we know they there.
We are not there, but there's halal bacon, which is a turkey bacon. Nilsis.
Are you there?
I wouldn't go to the store for halal turkey bacon. No, I wouldn't. And it's very well processed. It's a processed meat. So that's our top 10 unhealthiest breakfast food. Nilsis, which will surprise you the most?
I think granola bar.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that one surprised me more.
Me, I think this instant oatmeal, it surprised me when I saw it. I said, Guys, that's all we have for you. Thank you so much for listening this far. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording it. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and leave us a review.
That review is really important. Let us know the topics we could discuss, you know. And don't forget to follow our handles. Instagram, TikTok is at The Chill Sisters Podcast. Both. Then you can send us an email on the Chill Sisters Podcast at gmail.com. Thank you so much for coming, guys. We really appreciate it.